History haunts the present in Palau as elsewhere. Rusty tanks and bunkers by the side of the beach recall World War II. All the Japanese names and restaurants hark back to World War I. Majestic slope-roofed by traditional men's houses are still used for community meetings and events, though probably not much like the gatherings that were held there for hundreds of years before Western contact. Palau's natural environment, on the other hand, is famously pristine, unchanged, the linchpin to their future tourism plans. The trick is managing preservation and change in so many areas, including in relationships between men and women. Palau is still a matriarchal society with lineage and links inherited from the mother's side. As head of Koror's clans, Bilung Gloria Sali is the top women's leader in this country. Here, in her shaded home in Koror, precious natural objects blend easily with Palauan art forms, including several fine carved wood storyboards. In one, an intricate depiction of the breadfruit tree story emerges from the dark wood. Below mingle turtles, sharks, fish, aqueous creatures of all kinds. Above, a majestic breadfruit lifts its branches with one limb magically spouting a torrent of fish. Men and women gather and prepare leaves, trees, baskets, bowls, fish, all in joyous profusion. Somehow this echoes the lavish bounty of nature here. Bilung says she was just in her 20s when her grandmother died and she left college in the U.S. to become virtual queen of her country. She says at one point people tried to bring women's liberation to Palau.
But it didn't work because men have their own responsibility. They have different responsibilities. Women have different responsibilities. And they work together.
Men fish, women farm is kind of how it used to be, though most people have government jobs now.
And the women are even taking care of the men's responsibility. And it's kind of our culture that women spoil their men, yet we're going to follow the Bible that men are the head of the family.
Since ancient times, however, women have controlled the family wallet, and their relationships determine fiduciary responsibility at family gatherings. These gatherings, called customs, are key personal and community acknowledgments.
And so, like, if this weekend is custom, I would spend, like, maybe $5,000, while the men would come and spend $100 or $50.
Granted, Bilung is the queen, which ups her ante, but every woman's family ties determine her responsibility.
Every weekend, Debbie, we go to the custom. We know all our relatives. That's why we go and spend all our money, you know, and help each other. And that's why women are very powerful.
22 years ago, Bilung was instrumental in creating the Palau Women's Conference, an annual gathering of clanswomen from across the country.
Palau Women's Conference is very influential.
Kambas Kesole is the editor of Palau's Tia Belau newspaper. He hosts television and radio programs on current events.
In those 22 years, 20 laws can be attributed to that women's conference.
Kesole lists the Family Protection Act against domestic violence, Palau's moratorium on turtle hunting, and the landmark Universal Health Care Fund among successful laws initiated by the women's conference.
These women are really influencing policies on the island.
Kesole says, for starters, women are respected. Traditionally, they're the ones who brought money to the family and clan. In addition, today, thanks in part to international scholarships, there are many off-island educated women in prominent positions in government and industry.
When there's a women's conference, they invite the leadership, and they cannot refuse because these are the Palawan mothers and sisters and aunts who want to know more about these things. A lot of our government officials really don't want to go there because then they can be grilled. So when they bring them into the room, they ask questions, and then they will get their commitments right there in front of these hundreds of women. It's one way of getting the leadership to commit to what they think should be done.
Can you imagine?
We don't fight with them. We said, you better take a look at that again, you know. And then we bring, we suggest this and this and this. And then they look at it and say, oh, yeah, you were right, you know. So that's how we work with them, and that's how they listen to us.
Could this work for a population larger than Palau's 21,000? Could this work if weekly customs didn't reinforce community bonds as rich and intertwined as the storyboard carving? What will help solve the challenges Palau faces ahead? We'll take a look at some of those tomorrow. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.